Well, we are thankful we can gather again this morning.
我们感谢主, 我们今天早晨还能聚在他面前。
It touches my heart to see that ones would make a choice to gather together on a Saturday morning.
弟兄姊妹们选择礼拜六早上能够聚在主的面前, 实在是很摸着我的心。
There are a lot of things competing against this time.
因为许多的事情我们可以做。
But we're thankful that we can put keep the main thing the main thing.
但是感谢主，我们能够把最重要的事情摆在最重要的地位上面。
And come together in His presence.
能够来到他的面前，在他同在中来聚集。
And let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that we gather under an open heaven.
主，我们感谢你，你把我们聚在一个敞开的天的底下。
Or many things would try to cloud and come between us.
许多的事情要来遮盖我们。
But we are thankful for the provision, the all-sufficiency there is in you.
我们感谢主，你是那个全分全足全有的神。
That there's nothing between us.
没有任何的事情可以拦阻我们来到你面前。
We worship you, Lord, because of the blood of the Lamb.
主，我们来感谢赞美敬拜你，因着你是我们舍命流血的羔羊。
Worship you for the anointing and enabling of your Holy Spirit.
我们来敬拜你，因为你要你的羔油来膏抹我们。
And we open our hearts that you could speak to us in these critical days.
我们向你敞开我们的心，在这关键的时刻，你对我们的心来说话。
You would have your way within us today.
愿你在我们里面得到一条通达的道路。
By precious name we pray. Amen.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。 Amen.
As we're aware, we're considering the prophet Habakkuk.
我们今天这一次是来思想哈巴谷书。
And we're going to do a brief review this morning.
今天早晨我们要来做一个很快的一个预览。
As we noticed last night, there are many similarities between the time that Habakkuk prophesied and the days we're living in.
昨天我们提到说哈巴谷的时代和我们现今所生活的时代是非常的相似。
Not only just in the world, but also within the church.
不光是世界上的光景，包括教会里面光景也是非常的相似。
These are times where, in general, ones have fallen away from what God had raised them to be.
这两个时代有个共同的特点，就是他的百姓偏离了神，但是神要把百姓来呼唤回来。
The people of Israel, there was a time of declension and a great weakening among them.
以色列百姓在那个时候是活在软弱、退后、离开神的光景里面。
They had enjoyed the zenith, the glory of the Lord under David and Solomon.
在大卫和所罗门的时代，他们享受了神荣耀的同在。
But at the time that this prophet is raised up, there's a time of declension.
但是在哈巴谷先知服事的年代，那个时代的百姓是很软弱的。
The northern kingdom of Israel had already been taken into captivity.
北国以色列国已经被掳了。
The Lord had been sending many prophets to them to wake up the people of Judah.
神一直不断地派遣先知来到百姓中间来宣传神的道，来呼唤他们悔改。
Because He's jealous for His testimony upon this earth.
因为神向着他的见证是有忌邪的心。
It's far more than just being concerned about a few people.
他所要的不光只是少数的几个人。
But He has a heart for His testimony to really have an impact upon this world.
他所要的来是他的见证能够借着他百姓能够彰显在这个世界上面。
He sent Israel, He set them up, not to just be a nation by themselves.
他来建立以色列国，不是只是为了以色列人百姓而已。
But as they were to be a testimony upon this earth, many would come to know the Lord.
他要让以色列国成为这个地上的见证，使万国都来归向我们的神。
That's what He has called the call upon our lives.
这也是他向我们每一个人的呼召。
Not that we just be a group of holy people gathered together.
不光只是让我们成为那个圣洁的百姓能够聚在一起。
That's wonderful.
这是很美好的一件事情。
But why are we here?
但是我们为什么聚在这里呢?
We're here to express His life.
我们在这里要来聚集，要来彰显他的生命。
We're here to be the salt of the world.
我们要来成为世上的盐。
The light of the world.
成为世上的光。
That ones would be drawn to Him.
要把百姓世上的人吸引到他面前来。
But sadly today, Christianity in general is in a weakened condition.
但是很难过的一件事情是，现今这个时代，基督教是一个很软弱的光景里面。
But we're thankful that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
但我们感谢主，他是昨日、今日、直到永远都不改变的那位神。
And in His great love and mercy, He continues to reach out to us, just like He continued to reach out to Israel.
在他的大爱和大怜悯里面，他一直不断地来呼唤我们，使我们悔改。
But sadly, as He reached out to Israel,
就像当年他来呼唤以色列的一样，
through many of those prophets,
神当年借着很多的先知来呼唤神的百姓悔改。
They rejected the word of the Lord.
但是呢，神的百姓那时候对神的话是一个拒绝的态度。
The word of the Lord lost its power, lost its significance.
神的话在百姓中间没有力量。
And we see today how the word of God is being challenged also.
我们看见说，在这个时代，神的话也是被挑战的。
But we're thankful that in God's way, He can continue to send ones like a Jeremiah.
但是感谢主，他在我们这个世代也能够派遣像耶利米这样的先知来到我们中间来说话。
He sent one like a Habakkuk.
他也把一个哈巴谷像先知来到我们中间来。
And as we looked at Habakkuk last night,
昨天晚上我们看到哈巴谷书这里提到，
actually we see he's different than many of the other prophets.
我们看见说他和其他的先知都不一样。
Because most of the other prophets, they're just sharing what's going on and what's going to be happening.
其他的先知可能说将来要发生的事情。
Because within Habakkuk, we see one who is having a dialogue with God.
但是哈巴谷书里面我们看见说这个哈巴谷是跟神有对话的。
He's wrestling with God.
他跟神在那里摔跤。
There's some things he doesn't understand.
他来问那些他不明白的事情。
And we don't see, when he says he doesn't understand things,
在那里说他不明白的时候,
God doesn't reject him.
他在求问的时候神并没有拒绝他。
They have such a relationship.
他们有个非常好的关系,
like two close friends. Habakkuk is able to ask these questions. Why is this going on? How long is this going on?
哈巴谷在那里说,
because Habakkuk is desiring to know more of the Lord.
He
has no question of who God is. No question of God's character and nature. But he's not understanding the ways of what God is doing. Though his heart is deeply exercised. And because he knows that God has a purpose. And he wants to be in tune, in line with what God is doing. So even though even though Habakkuk is speaking through a personal experience, he's really concerned about God's overall purpose. And what we see within Habakkuk is a beautiful picture of what God desires to do in each of our lives. Because if we are honest, each of us have questions also. But do we have that relationship with the Lord that we can ask Him our questions? Or do we not know Him that well? When we have a question about what's going on, do we shrink back from the Lord? Do we say, oh, if I ask Him that, He'll be disappointed in me? If I tell Him I don't understand something, will He just set me aside and say He can't use me? No, He brings these questions into our heart.
不会的,
with one purpose in view, that as we wrestle through those questions, we will come into a greater revelation of who He is. A greater revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing Him more and more in the fullness. This is what Habakkuk went through. He had a great heart and a great love for the people of God. And he was willing to wrestle with God for them. Because he knew God had a purpose for them. Are we willing to wrestle for the people of God in this hour? Are we willing to cry out to God for Him to raise up a testimony in this time? We saw the many similarities between Habakkuk's time and ours. How violent, there was so much violence. Law was ignored. Justice is never upheld. It is amazing in some of the cities we see today. People commit crimes and nobody does anything about it.
许多人犯罪,可是呢,
but sadly, even within the church, there's a weakening of the character of his life and weakening of our character. There can be violence even within the church. Many iniquities going on.
有很多不公平不公义的事情。
But God in His love is shaking. Shaking with a purpose. His hand of love is shaking. To put aside the things that are not of him. And bring us back to himself. Oh, we see in Habakkuk that profound description of today. We mentioned how we're going to look at Habakkuk with the three chapters. In chapter 1, we see that anxiety of faith. Chapter 2, we see the assurance of faith. And in that third chapter, we see the ascendancy of faith. And one of the things we noticed last night in Habakkuk was a great change within Habakkuk's heart. He was crying out in despair at the beginning.
And
in the end, he was worshiping the Lord.
在最后的话呢,
but there was absolutely no change in the circumstances. But they'd actually gotten worse. And why was that? That why is the great lesson within this book. We started looking last night at that anxiety of faith. And for review, let's just look back at Habakkuk 1. Verses 2 and 3. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. How long, O Lord, will I call for help?
耶和华呀, 我呼求你, 你不应允,
thou will not hear.
你不应允,
I cry out to thee violence, yet thou dost not save.
我因强暴哀求你,
why dost thou make me see iniquity?
你还不拯救,
cause me to look on wickedness.
你为何看着奸恶不理呢?
What a cry of despair.
实在是毁灭和强暴在我面前,
but there's a couple of things as we notice from this what Habakkuk is doing. When Habakkuk is in this condition, when he has these questions, what does he do?
他做什么呢?
Who does he go to?
他来到谁的面前呢?
He goes directly to the Lord.
他直接来到主的面前。
He doesn't go out to others.
他没有去问任何人。
He doesn't go to his commentaries.
他没有到他的这个同事那里去。
He humbles himself. And he pours out his heart to the Lord. It's a very simple lesson, but it's a great lesson for us. When we have these questions of life, who do we go to? Is our first response to go to the Lord or to go to somebody else? I don't understand something. But then I know there's a spiritual brother, I can go ask him. If he's truly a spiritual brother, you know what his answer will be? He will say, go to the Lord. He'll direct you back to the Lord. This is what we see in Habakkuk. So much confusion, so much things he didn't understand. Crying out with a despair within his heart. How long, O Lord? Why, O God?
要多久? 为什么神?
But he simply goes to the Lord. And what a lesson we have here. Because God, in times like this, he's always trying to strengthen our personal relationship with him.
在这样的时刻, 在这样的时候, 我们神所要做的工作, 就能够使我们与他的关系, 能够更亲密, 更强壮。
Now, don't take me wrong. We're thankful for the many brothers and sisters we have.
大家不要搞错了, 我们是很感激, 我们有这么多弟兄姊妹在我们的身边。
They can be a great help, a great support.
他们对我们来说是一个很大的帮助, 是很大的扶持。
But they're not our primary source of life. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to train him to come to him. He wants us to be just almost an inborn instinct. When you have a newborn child, and that something goes wrong, who does that baby go to? She goes to the mother. She goes. Nobody has to, she doesn't have to be taught to go to her mother. She knows right away. She's born with this instinct within her. There's a life within this child. It goes to the mother.
来找妈妈,
Then they learned about the father.
然后他们才知道说要找爸爸。
And then they learned how to play mother against father.
然后他们知道说怎么样在
And manipulate the both of them.
好像能够做一些这个平衡。
But we're not going there.
那我们不说这个。
But we see there was, this is what God is desiring of us.
这个神所要得到的。
Do we have an instinct within us, a life within us, that when things are going wrong or we don't understand, do we go to Him?
我们有没有这天然的直觉，当这个事情不对的时候，我们要来到神的面前来求问、来寻求。
He wants to be that primary one in our life.
他要在我们生命中成为那个生命的源头。
And this is what we see in Habakkuk.
这是我们看见哈巴谷书里面所提到的。
And we see also within Habakkuk.
我们也在哈巴谷的里面看见一件事情。
This crying question, it comes out of travailing prayer.
他那些求问是从他里面很深的负担里面出来的。
This anxiety within Habakkuk.
它里面有一个很深的焦虑。
It wasn't some spur of the moment thing.
它不是一个好像是表面肤浅的东西。
But you sense as he sees this going on, as he's been praying to the Lord.
他们看见说他在这个关键里面已经很长时间，他寻求很久。
He then comes and he says, Lord, I've been praying so long. Why don't you do something? Why is this going on?
他跟主说，主啊，我已经祷告了这么久，为什么你还不做工呢？
We don't know how long this had been going on.
我们不知道说他祷告了多久。
But it had probably been going on for a while.
但是也许是相当长的一段时间。
And he's being faithful to continue to cry out to the Lord.
他在那里代祷是很忠诚的，他一直跟那里跟神。
And he just sees things getting worse.
但他看见环境却越来越糟糕。
And he's crying out, why and how long, Lord?
他在那里跟主呼求说，主啊，为什么要还要多久呢？
Really, what Habakkuk asked.
哈巴谷所问的就是
are very fundamental questions that ones have been asking throughout all the ages.
是一个很根本的问题，历史历代的圣徒都在问这个问题。
Why does God allow evil?
为什么神允许这邪恶的事情发生？
How long has this been going on?
还要多久呢？
Why does evil go unpunished?
为什么邪恶的事情没有受到惩罚？
Why is God, if He's so loving, why does people suffer?
为什么神是爱的神，可是他的百姓却在受苦呢？
These aren't contemporary questions of this century.
在这个现今的时代，这也是我们要求问的问题。
Even though many raise these questions.
我们有很多人来问这个问题。These
questions have been going on forever.
但这个问题实际上已经被历史历代圣徒都问过了。Because
that's our natural nature.
这是我们的天然的本性要问的问题。And
we see Habakkuk, he goes to the Lord, why, how long, I don't understand.
我们这里看见说哈巴谷一直在问主说主还要多久。One
thing Habakkuk, as we mentioned last night, Habakkuk knew who the Lord was.
昨天我们提到说哈巴谷知道神是怎样的一位神。And
that was his dilemma.
那这是他的一个困境。
Because it appeared that God wasn't acting in the way that Habakkuk thought he should act.
因为他觉得神没有按照他所认为的神应该做的方式来做工。
He's trying to reconcile what he believes in his heart, what he knows about God, and what he sees with his eyes.
因为在他心里面对神有一个认识，可是他外面看的好像神有另外一个做工的法则。
And it creates this anxiety within him.
他里面就有一个很大的焦虑。
What he was entering into was the Lord was expanding His capacity to care for the people of God.
在那里我们看见说神扩展他的度量，使他能够来关心他的百姓。
He was expanding Habakkuk's capacity to be caring about the testimony of God.
他在那里来扩展哈巴谷的度量，使哈巴谷能够来关心神的见证。
We asked last night, when we see this condition of God's people, how do we react?
昨天晚上我们提到说，当我们看见神的百姓的光景的时候，我们是怎样的反应呢？
Oh, would we be those that are really crying out to God in this hour?
我们会成为那一帮来代祷的百姓吗？
But we're thankful now as you come, as we continue, God answers Habakkuk.
我们感谢主，我们看见说神回答了哈巴谷先知的话。
God responds to Habakkuk in Habakkuk 1 verses 5 and 6.
我们看见说在哈巴谷书第一章第五节、第六节，神回应了。
Actually, the whole response goes through verse 11, but we're not going to read all those verses.
然后呢，一直到十一节那里都是神的回复。
But he, and if we look at verses 5 and 6,
我们看见说第五节、第六节。
Look among the nations.
你们要向列国观看。
Observe, be astonished, wonder.
大大惊奇。
Because I'm doing something in your days you would not believe if you were told.
因为在你们的时候，我行一件事情，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous people, who march throughout the earth to seize dwelling places which are not theirs.
我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。
If I told you what I was going to do, you wouldn't believe it.
我如果告诉你们，你们真的不相信。
Because the Lord was using the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, for His purpose.
因为神要兴起加勒底人来 And
these people were much worse than the people of Israel. Israel wasn't in a very good condition. They were morally bankrupt. They were idol worshippers. But he's using the Chaldeans who were much worse than them to discipline them.
And
we know as we look through scripture, this prophecy was fulfilled. And Judah was taken into captivity. Thank the Lord, after that 70 years of captivity, those that had a heart for the house of God, those that had a heart for the Jerusalem, those that had a heart for His testimony returned from Babylon. And later on, God judged Babylon for its evil. As we await for our Lord's return, there's a great lesson here for us. Because as we said, God was chastising the people there to wake them up. To instruct them, to discipline them so they would return to Him. He's doing the same today. He's trying to wake us up. Through the natural disasters, circumstances of life. I know many within this room have gone through some horrible situations. But as you talk with them, as you share with them, what do they say? They look back upon a situation that nobody would want to go through. But what did they gain through that situation? They came to know Christ in a way that they never knew Him before. Out of the trial of life, the pressures of life, the disasters of life, came forth a treasure. They knew, they saw, they touched more and more of those unsearchable riches of Christ. This is why Brother Sparks, as we mentioned last night, as he talks about adversity, the Lord uses adversity at times to wake us up. Because He wants to correct us. But it's not just, it doesn't stop there. Why does God discipline us? Why does He correct us? So that He can restore us and recover us back to His heart and purpose. This is what He's doing through Habakkuk. It's a heavy lesson, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是一个很重要,
I was struck by one quote.
当我在读的时候,
it says, the Lord loves His people too much to allow us to prosper when pride and worldliness have usurped the place of humility within His people. The Lord loves His people too much to allow us to prosper when pride and worldliness has usurped the place of humility in our midst. If we were going to use a New Testament term, in the days of Habakkuk, they had left their first love. They had left their first love, their love of Him. If we look around at the general at Christianity today, many say we have left our first love. Now what is first love? Now, I know that it's primarily that love that's only He can have for of us. It's His love capturing us. But in another way, we could describe first love as the love that controls your heart. That That love that you have for something that controls you.
你所有的那个爱的话，那个爱会来抓住你的心。
Would it be a love for Christ?
不管你是说是爱基督,
His love capturing us.
他我们爱基督的心要抓住我们。
But often it can be a love for some person.
但很多时候的话，这个爱是这样的人的。
A love for our family.
你爱你的家庭。
A love for our career.
你爱你的工作。
A love for sports.
你爱的是运动。
A love for the 49ers.
你爱那个湖人队。
All, we can go on and on.
这个有很多很多的这个例子。
There are many things that draw our hearts away from Him.
许多的事情能够抓住我们的心，使我们偏离神。
First love is that love that controls our lives.
那个起初的爱的话，就是那个爱能够抓住你的生命。
And He's because so many of us have drifted from allowing Him to be that first love.
许多人偏离了起初的爱，没有让主的爱来抓住我们的心。
He's shaking us in a great way.
所以他在那里做正宗的工作。
And sometimes when God moves, we don't understand it.
许多时候，当神工作的时候，我们不明白。
We don't really. It's so different than what we think.
因为他做工的法则是跟我们所想象的是不一样的。
But we see this all throughout Scripture.
我们这个圣经里面也看到这种情况。
You know, I remember when God wanted to have David as king.
记得吗？当神要大卫做王的时候。
And He sent Samuel to find David.
他派先知撒母耳去见大卫。
And what did Samuel do?
撒母耳做什么呢？
When he got to Jesse's house,
他来到耶西的家,
he saw that firstborn son.
他看见一个长子的时候,
he was so big, he said, oh, this must be him.
他看见长子是高大英俊, 他就说, 哦, 这应该是耶和华所拣选的人。
God said no.
神说没有。
He went through all of them.
他看了所有的儿子,
God kept saying no.
神一直在那里说没有。
He said, Samuel, you're looking at the outward.
他跟撒母耳说, 撒母耳, 你看的是外表。
I'm looking for a man after my own heart.
神看的是那个内心，是看那一位心里面有追求神的心的人。
How different Samuel's perspective was.
那个撒母耳所看见的跟神所看的是非常不一样。
He thought God worked one way.
他实际上是有自己错误的看法。
God was teaching him that there's more. He's after the heart.
神那里教导撒母耳说，神所看的是内心。
Finally, he saw David.
最后，撒母耳现在看见大卫。
Think about Elijah.
我们想一下呢,
Elijah was a man of great miracles.
以利亚也是一个大能的先知，行了很多的神迹。
Calling down that fire from heaven.
能够让火从天上降下来。
And then after he fled from Jezebel.
他到那里来躲避先知耶，耶，
He's hiding in that cave.
他躲在那个洞穴里面。
God teaches Elijah a great lesson.
那里神教导以利亚一个功课。
He brings that fire and he says, God's not in the fire.
他那里面有大火，但是呢，神没有在大火里面。
He brings a wind and the earthquake and he says, God's not in that.
那里有大风和地震，但是呢，神不在其中。
Because that's what Elijah was accustomed to. That was Elijah's concept of God.
但是那就是以利亚所有的印象，因为神应该在这些大能里面。
When God moves, he's a mighty, powerful one with great displays of power.
他觉得神应该在那个大能里面，在那个大的里面来显示他的工作。
But God reveals to Elijah a fuller picture of who he is.
但是神在那里去向以利亚来显示一个更全面的一个图画，神是怎样的一个神。
Yes, God can use those outward displays of power.
是的，神可以在外面有大能的这个作为的表现。
But also sometimes he's a still small voice.
但是另外一些时候，神可以是那微小的声音。
Do we recognize that?
我们有没有意识到呢？
Do we have God in such a box?
我们是把神放在一个盒子里面吗？
And when he moves in a different way, then we have a concept of we don't recognize him.
但神做工的法则跟我们所想象的不一样的时候，我们就不认识他了吗？
This is what happened to the Jews when Christ came.
这就是在以色列人里面所发生的事情，当基督来的时候。
They knew the scriptures.
他们很熟悉圣经。
They knew there was a coming Messiah.
他们知道有一位救世主要来。
But what were they looking for?
但他们在寻找什么呢？
They were looking for a mighty king to set them free.
他们在找那位伟大的君王来解决他们。
They were looking for that king to set up his own kingdom.
他来等候那位伟大的君王来建立国度。
To liberate them from the Romans.
把他们从罗马的政权底下解放出来。
But what did God do?
但神做什么事情呢？
He sent a lamb of God.
他把神的羔羊送来。
They were looking for the lion of the tribe of Judah.
和以色列人去等候的犹大支派的狮子。
But he sent the lamb of God.
神却派这个羔羊来了。
And they didn't recognize this weak, insignificant one.
他们不认识这位软弱的、不重要的羔羊。
This humble little lamb.
这一个谦卑的、小小的羔羊。
But praise God, one day that humble little lamb won a mighty victory.
但是感谢主，这个谦卑的、小小的羔羊要得胜，已经得胜了。
And he's also the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他也是犹大支派的狮子。
Do we recognize the fullness of who he is?
我们有没有看见神那个性格的丰满的图画呢？
It's sad that when the Lord came,
他说在主来的时候,
and Paul, even among the Jews, after the Lord had come and the church had been born,
当主耶稣来过之后,
many were still not recognizing.
许多人还不认识我们的主。
In Acts 13, Paul is sharing a great sermon.
在这个使徒行传第13章里面,
if you look at Acts 13, verses 38 to 41,
在那里我们先看使徒行传13章38到41节。
Acts 13, 38 to 41.
使徒行传13章38到41节,
we're not going to read those.
我们不读的全部的圣文。
People have asked that we give the reference verse so they can study. So that's why I'll be saying the verses today.
因为有些弟兄姊妹们想要有这经文经节, 他们在家里面可以自己研究查考。
But we see Paul sharing the gospel.
我们看说保罗弟兄在那里面
He's declaring how Christ came for the forgiveness of sins.
他这里说, 基督已经赦免了你们的罪,
setting them free from all things. And then Paul actually quotes this verse 5 out of Habakkuk.
那里保罗弟兄是在引用了哈巴谷书里面的经文。
In verse 41, he says, if I told you what I was going to do, you wouldn't believe it.
在使徒行传这个13章41节这里就提到说, 哈巴谷里面说就是主告诉你们要行一件事情可是你们却不相信。
Because what was God doing? God was using the death and resurrection of His Son to defeat the enemy.
To
allow His eternal purpose to be fulfilled. Now these ones who Paul was sharing with, they knew much about the Scripture. If you read earlier in that chapter, in Acts 13, verse 27,
你看见13章13节到20节。It
speaks about how their fathers, they heard the scripture every Sabbath being read in the synagogues.
那里提到说,以色列人的先祖,他们在每一次的安息日里面都来读主的话。
They had the scripture read every Sabbath.
他们在每个安息日里面都读主的话。But
they didn't heed the voice of prophets.
但是他们却没有听先知的话。They
were familiar with the word. But they missed the very spirit and essence of it. They had the written word, but they didn't have the living word. How about with us today? We're so thankful we can hear the word of God so freely. We can have it, we hear it at conferences. We can have it in our daily reading. But do we get it? Do we see, do we have a certain concept of God?
Well,
when He does something different, do we miss it? We spoke last night about how the church was persecuted in the early church was persecuted. Who was sent the persecution? God sent it to spread people out, the gospel would go forward. They might have thought it was the enemy. But it was God working. Do we have such set concepts?
You know,
I'm of the age that, I mentioned last night that I was able to sing with those that are 30 and under, because I'm still 30.
昨天晚上我提到说我可以跟这些年轻人30岁以下年轻人一起来唱歌，因为我的心是年轻的。
Actually, this year I celebrated my 30th birthday.
然后今年的话，其实我刚过了30岁的生日。
I celebrated my 30th birthday for the 46th time.
因为我已经过了30岁生日，已经过了46次了。
But it can't... Wait a minute. But I had to calculate that. But we see how... So often we if we look in our own lifetimes, are there things that God did that at first you weren't certain it was God? Stella and I were both saved as teenagers. And then we went away from the Lord. But then in the 1970s,
但是呢1970年代,
there was a couple of things going on.
有一些事情发生了,
there was what was called the Jesus Revolution.
那里有一个耶稣的一个革命,
the Jesus people.
耶稣的百姓,
and also the Charismatic Movement.
那里有一些有一个灵恩的运动,
and as those two movements were working within this country, many came to the Lord. That was what captured our hearts, and we gave ourselves fully to Him.
Now,
I realize if you look back like through the charismatic movement, there were many abuses. But I believe at the beginning it was God moving to wake His people up. There was so much evil going forth during the 60s and 70s.
因为在这个20世纪、60年代、70年代有很多邪恶的事情发生。
The Vietnam War was going on.
那时候有越南战争。
The feminist movement was starting.
那时候是女权主义开始兴盛。
And just so much evil was prevailing.
有很多的邪恶的在那里盛行。
It was called the Age of Aquarius.
那是一个黑暗的时代。
It was a song.
有一首诗歌叫做
Anyway, never mind. Okay. But we see how there was a licentiousness had broken forth within this world.
但是呢，这个世界上面呢，却有一些这个被突破了。
Evil had broken forth.
那个这邪恶的事情好像是很多很多。But God
in His great mercy, He moved.
但是我们看见说，神在他的大怜悯里面，他在一直做工。
And millions came to Him.
有几百万的人借着神的工作来到神的面前。But
also during that time,
在那个时代,
many within the established church,
有很多人原来在这宗派里面的百姓,
rejected it.
但是呢，却拒绝了神的工作,
because it didn't fit into their little box of the way God works.
因为神在那个时候做的那个工作好像是不符合他们的想象。
Again, I'm not saying the ones that went through that did everything perfect.
我并没有说这个灵恩运动整个运动都是好的，好像都是完美的。
But I think God was doing the work.
但是我在说这个神借着这个运动也做他要做的工作。
We want to be able to recognize that.
他开始做的时候，我们并不认识到说是神的工作。
We're thankful how He does when He does work.
我们感谢主，他在开始做工的时候，我们是何等的感恩。
There's a life that comes forth.
因为在这个工作里面有生命要出来。We
see how God is trying to awaken us in this hour.
我们看见说，在这个时代，在这个时候，神也在我们里面做唤醒的工作。
And what He brings us back to is that personal, intimate relationship with Him.
他要把我们再带回到，那我们每一个人都跟基督有这个亲密的个人的关系。
Getting to know Him and understand His heart and His ways.
那我们能够按照神的心意来认识神的心。
Why does evil prevail so much today?
为什么今天这个时代有这么多邪恶在那里盛行？
Because His testimony is weakened.
因为神的见证在那里很衰落。You
know, we become lukewarm.
我们变成一个像温水一样，不冷不热。
And what occurs within the testimony of God?
那么神的见证怎么样的呢？
Is that there's a corruption that goes on within. There's a weakening of the testimony. What we notice within the nation of Israel, they were attacked by a lot of people. But what did the most damage? It was the idols within, the corruption within their life.
是因为在以色列的百姓里面，他们有拜偶像的心，这个腐败是最要命的。
This is what the Lord was after.
这个神所要来除去的。
To set them free from this corruption.
神要把他们的偶像从他们中间除去。If
you actually look through the New Testament,
你如果看新约的时候,
we see how there was what was causing the church so much trouble.
是什么使这个教会里面有很多的难处呢？
Was the corruptions within.
也是在教会里面的那些腐败堕落的事情。
Most of you look through the epistles.
当你看使徒的书信的时候,
they were having to deal with things within the church.
他们那些提到在教会里面出现的问题,
wrong concepts, wrong ways of treating people.
有一些错误的观念, 有一些对人的错误的做法,
on and on.
有很多很多的这样的事情。
And we see how even in that Revelation 2 and 3,
我们在这启示录的第二章、第三章也看见,
where ones had left their first love,
there
was that corruption within, that weakening within.
这是因着里面有那些腐败堕落的事情，所以他们软弱了。
Historically, corruption within the people of God has done far more damage than persecution from without.
是教会里面的这个腐败，那些堕落，实际上造成的伤害是比外面的这个逼迫更严重。
If you look throughout the history of the church,
如果你来看教会历史的时候,
the most damage has been done by the corruption within, not the persecution from without.
最大的伤害的话呢，就是教会里面的腐败，不是外面的逼迫。
It's like this rust that can set in.
就像那些生锈一样，锈在里面长出来。
I imagine in Seattle, with all the moisture you have, you're probably pretty familiar with rust.
我们在西雅图这个气候很潮湿，所以我们经常能看见那些生锈的事情。
And it just starts as nothing.
它还开始的时候，你什么也看不见。
If you don't know anything about it, you can just kind of try to brush it off and paint over it.
那如果你没有注意的时候，你可能也许要重新油漆。
But that rust is still under that paint.
但是那个油漆，但是那个锈还在里面。
And that's what we do in Christianity so much.
这也是我们当今这个基督教所发生的事情。
We see something wrong within us.
我们看一下我们里面有一些问题。
We just try to cover it up.
我们好像把它遮盖起来。
But it's still there.
但它还在那里。
Eating away at us.
它里面要慢慢地腐蚀我们的生命。
Maybe it's unforgiveness toward a brother or sister.
如果就是这个，包括说，如果你向弟兄姊妹没有原谅的心，
maybe somebody offended you，
也许有些人得罪你了，
so you cover it up，
你在那里面没有处理，没有对付掉，你在那里把它藏起来，
but it's still there，
但它还在里面，
and it will start if we don't deal with these things，
如果你不对付这些事情，还在里面，
they go deeper and deeper，
它里面会越来越深，越来越多，
and then they explode into a huge crisis，
然后最后的话，它要爆炸，成为一个危难，成为一个危机。
Brothers and sisters, how we need to allow the Spirit to be working in our hearts and lives，
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要允许圣灵在我们里面来做这个清楚的工作，
bringing us back to that place of having this relationship with Him that we sense when something's not right within us，
把我们带到主的同在同间，让我们与主有很亲密的关系，当这些事情发生的时候，我们说这些事情不对，需要被对付。
And we can have that forgiveness. We can have a clearing of the slate.
我们就可以从主得到这个原谅，能够宽容谅解这些别人得罪我们的情况。
That we not allow, we not be vessels that would allow His testimony to be weakened, but we would be those that He could use to strengthen His testimony.
我们要成为那个器皿，能够彰显神的见证，不要让我们成为那种软弱败坏的光景里面。
We see how, as God is working,
我们看见说神在我们中间如何的做工。
He does things we don't always understand.
他很多时候做的事情的话呢，他做工的方式是我们不理解的。
But it's always with a purpose in view.
但是他会把那个目的放在我们眼前，让我们能看见。If
you look in Hebrews, Habakkuk 1,
如果你在看哈巴谷书第一章的时候，
we said, if you look at the other verses following those two verses that we read,
如果你看见其他的经文的时候，
he describes the very character and actions of all those Chaldeans.
他在那里描述这个加勒底人他们那样的一些性格，那些作为。
They're fierce, they're evil, they're dreaded.
他们那些威武，那些可畏。
They're merciless, they're violent.
他们是暴力，他们没有怜悯。
And then, but he concludes with verse 11.
但是那里我看到第11节的时候，
verse Hebrews, I keep saying Hebrews, Habakkuk 1:11.
哈巴谷书第一章第11节。
Then they will sweep through like the wind and pass on.
他以自己的势力为神，像风猛然扫过，显为有罪。
But they will be held guilty.
但是要显为有罪。
They whose strength is their God.
他们是以自己的势力为神。
But they will be held guilty.
但是他们会被判为有罪。
Because they made their strength their God.
因为他们是以自己的势力为神。
That pride of life. They said, look how strong we are.
他们生命中有那个骄傲，他们说，看，我有很大的力量。
Actually, they were used by God.
但是呢，这个力量是被神所使用的。
But they went beyond the bounds of how He wanted to use them.
但是呢，超过了神要使用他们的限度。
And He ended up judging them, and they were found guilty.
所以神要来审判他们，他们就被判到为罪。
If you look through the book of Daniel,
当你看这个但以理书的时候，
we know how the Lord humbled the Nebuchadnezzar.
我们看见说，神怎样使尼布甲尼撒谦卑。
How the Belshazzar after him was killed.
我们看见说，那个他受到了审判。
And finally, the Medes came in and took out the Chaldeans.
我们看见说有那个最后的话呢，这个巴比伦人是被这个马代波斯给灭掉了。
You know, these would be judged. Habakkuk knew that these would be judged.
哈巴谷知道说他们的情况需要被判断。
So he's partially understanding what God is saying.
所以哈巴谷实际上是能够。
But he still can't fully understand how this holy God could allow use evil.
但是他实在是不完全明白说，这个圣洁的神为什么能够使用这些邪恶的事情来审判他的百姓。
So Habakkuk goes back to the Lord again.
所以哈巴谷再回到神的面前来求问。
And if we see in Habakkuk 1, verse 12 to the end of the chapter,
我们看一下说哈巴谷书第一章从12节到末了。
This is Habakkuk's next question.
这是哈巴谷提的第二个问题。
Now we're just going to look at a couple of the verses.
我们也看一两节。
But it's encouraging to see how Habakkuk knew the Lord in such a way he could ask multiple questions.
但是我们这里看见是一个很鼓励的事情，就是哈巴谷对神有这么深的认识，他可以问许多的问题。
They had that relationship.
他们有这样美好的关系。
God answered his first question.
神回答了第一个问题。
But he didn't fully understand it.
但是他不完全明白。
So he had such a relationship with God, he was able to go back and ask again. In the book of Daniel, Daniel says, I don't understand things. Sometimes the pride of our life, we can't admit that we don't understand something. But God knows we don't understand. Ones around us can see we don't understand. Even though we try to talk the talk at times. We use all of the fancy words from our religious vocabulary. But in our hearts, we don't really understand. And we can learn this lesson from Habakkuk. He goes back to the Lord and again follows up, has a follow-up question. Look in verse 12. And look how this shows us how much Habakkuk knows the Lord. We see his relationship with the Lord here. Habakkuk 1:12. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord? My God,
我的神,
my Holy One,
我的圣者啊,
we will not die.
我们必不致死,
you, O Lord, have appointed them to judge.
耶和华,
and you, O Rock, have established them to correct.
磐石啊,
he had received the revelation of what God was doing. But he had some questions. We can see he's very clear on who God is. You're the everlasting one. The personal relationship he has. My God, my Holy One.
看见说, 我的神, 我的圣者啊,
and now he sees.
然后他看见,
we will not die. Even though these evil ones are coming. We will not die. He's refocusing. The Lord is refocusing him. He's seeing that he's a covenant-keeping God.
And
God has a purpose for the people of God. He hadn't given up on them. And he sees how God had appointed these Chaldeans with a purpose. They were to come in to be judged, and they were to use to correct them. God was using them for correction, not destruction.
So
he was able to say, oh, we will not die.
所以哈拉我可以说,
and he saw, you see how he describes God as our rock.
他这里看见说,
in the midst of the crisis, in the midst of the shaking, we have a rock that is our solid and sure foundation.
在一切的危机里面,
that rock speaks of his eternal faithfulness to his people. Habakkuk's perspective is becoming more clear. He's back on who God is and what he's doing. But then we come to verse 13. And he doesn't still fully understand everything. But you see from his concept of God, he has to ask more questions. In verse 13, thine eyes are too pure to approve evil. Thou canst not look on wickedness with favor. Why dost thou look with favor on those who deal treacherously? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than they? Is it morally right for a God to use evil? Because he knows that the enemy is always attacking God's people. But what Habakkuk is starting to see,
在这里, 哈巴我看见说,
and Lance Lambert put it in a wonderful way. Lance said that the enemy is one of God's servants.
有位弟兄这样说,
we know how evil King Nebuchadnezzar was, King of Babylon. What did the Lord refer to him as?
但是呢，神提到他的时候怎么说呢？
In Jeremiah 27:6,
在这耶利米书第27章第6节,
he refers to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, as my servant.
他那里提到尼布甲尼撒的时候是我仆人。
And so when Habakkuk finishes these questions,
当哈巴谷问完这些问题的时候,
he goes to his watchtower.
他来到他的守望台。
We see chapter 1 ending and going into chapter 2.
我们看到第一章的末了接到第二章。
We see how he goes to his watchtower and he waits.
我们看到说哈巴谷站在守望所在那里看,
waiting for the Lord's reply.
在那里等候主的回答。
And look at Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1.
我们来读哈巴谷书第二章第一节。
This is his attitude after he's asked these questions.
这就是他问了这些问题之后的态度。
He says, I will stand on my guard post.
我要站在守望所。
Station myself on the rampart.
立在望楼上观看。
I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me.
看耶和华对我说什么话。
And how I may reply when I am reproved.
我可用什么话向他诉冤。
A lot of practical lessons here for us.
这里我们可以学到很多很实际的功课。
In the midst of all of his questioning and the uncertainty of what's going on,
在他的问题里面, 在他的不确定里面,
after he has shared with God what his questions are,
当他向神来求问的时候,
he gets out of the place, the world's distractions and gets to a quiet place.
他要离开世界上喧闹的地方,
now this might not have been a physical watchtower,
这也许不是一个真正外面所有的望楼,
but it was a quiet place set apart where he could wait, he could watch, he could anticipate the Lord speaking.
但是这是一个分别出来一个安静的地方，他在那里可以等候神的说话。
And this can be a challenge in the busyness of life today.
对我们来讲的话，在我们很忙碌的生命里面的话，这是一个很挑战的事情。
But do we know that even in the busyness of life,
我们知道在我们忙碌的生命里面,
while we're going through our daily work,
在我们每天过生活的时候,
our daily responsibilities, whether at home or work or school,
不管我们是每天上学，我们在家里面服侍家庭，还是我们去工作,
that even though there's chaos all around us,
也许我们的周遭环境是很混乱的,
we can be in a place of quiet rest.
我们可以来到一个安静的地方来安息,
our souls can be quiet.
我们的魂可以安息,
in the midst of the hurricane of this world,
在这个世界的这个旋风里面,
our souls can be quiet.
我们的魂里面可以安静,
and we can be in a place of communion with God.
我们可以来到一个安静的地方与神有交通。
And so we see in Habakkuk here,
我们在这里看见哈巴谷,
he did three very practical things.
他做了一个三个事情,
and they can be very helpful when we have these questions and we're not sure of things like this.
当你遇到问题,
first, he detached himself from the problem. He shared his heart. And then he got apart from it. He let go of it. And he was going to let God move. He's saying he goes to there and he has an expectation of God to answer. And one of the greatest weaknesses in many of our prayer lives is we have no expectation that God will answer. That's why sometimes, you know, we've been praying about things for a period of time. God answers and we're surprised.
神回答了我们的祷告,
well, what were we praying for? We're praying for somebody's salvation. And that person gets saved. And we go, wow, how did that happen?
然后我们说,哇,这怎么回事?
Do when we pray, there should be an expectation God's going to move.
当我们祷告的时候,
and not only is he there with that expectation,
他不光是有那个期望,
but he's there waiting humbly for that answer. Sometimes when we pray, as soon as we finish praying, we're off to do something else.
很多时候,当我们结束祷告的时候,
it's not only an expectation of an answer, but there's waiting humbly for that answer. Because we see this, you see him, he's waiting humbly just by the verse that we read. He says, I'm waiting that when he replies, I'll be reproved. He's ready. He doesn't know how God's going to answer. If he's wrong, he's open to rebuke.
他如果是错误的,
he knows God will answer. This is what we see in Habakkuk here. It's actually the spirit of ones that are used by the Lord. The spirit of ones used by the Lord to hear his voice in times of crisis. If you see the same spirit in Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel,
我们能看见说在先知以赛亚、先知耶利米的细节里面都有同样的灵。
Many dear ones, see the same spirit.
在许多的先知里面，我们都看见同样的灵。
Just for example,
比如说,
if we look at Isaiah 21 verse 8,
我们看见说以赛亚书21章第8节,
Isaiah 21:8 reads,
以赛亚书21章第8节,
O Lord, I stand continually by day on the watchtower, and I am stationed every night at my guard post.
主啊，我白日常站在望楼上，整夜立在我守望所。
The spirit of one waiting for God to speak to him.
这里有个等候的灵，等候神来说话。
In Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17.
我们看在以西结书3章11节，13节里面。
Ezekiel 3:17 says,
以西结书3章17节,
Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me.
人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
How we need watchmen in this hour.
我们实在是需要守望的人。
What does a watchman do?
守望的人做什么事情呢?
A watchman knows and declares the times that we're in.
因为守望的人知道这个时间，并且来报时。
Isaiah 21, it says, What is the time? What is the time?
以利亚书21章这里说，到底这个时候到了哪里呢？
Many people today are saying, What is the time? We know we're in the last days. How much time?
许多最后我们在这个时代的人，我们说我们知道神到了末了，主要来了。可是这个时候到底是什么时候呢？
God reveals, He speaks to His watchmen. Do we have those ears to hear?
神要借着他的守望人向他百姓来说话，我们有没有耳朵能听见呢？
We need to have ears to really hear what is being said.
我们需要有这个耳朵能听见神要说的话。
But also the watchmen. Is to discern what the situation is. And what it will lead to. There were some, as David was bringing in his kingdom, there were these ones of the sons of Issachar. It said of them as the kingdom was being brought in.
我们在那里说，借着先知要把神的国度带进来。They knew
of the condition of Israel. They knew what the people of God should do. How we need ones in this hour to know what the people of God should do. But sometimes we can be too busy even serving God. But we need to stop. We need to listen. We need to know His voice.
It's
waiting expectantly for Him to speak. Martha was distracted by her service. She wasn't doing anything bad. Sometimes we can be so busy in our service to the Lord.
That
when He speaks, we can't even hear Him. Because suddenly we make a transition. Instead of serving Him, it all of a sudden becomes my service. This is what I do for God.
But
Habakkuk, he was that true servant. Humbling himself, waiting to hear. And we see within Habakkuk, he's standing strong in the faith. If you look back at that verse, how he says, I will. In spite of what he sees, in spite of what's going on, he says again and again, I will. He can't run away. He sees the condition of God's people. He sees what God is going to do by sending these Chaldeans. You know, if he was self-centered, he would have found a way of escape. He would have said, oh no.
他会说, oh,
God is sending these people to judge. I'm going to flee to Egypt.
我要逃到埃及去,
I'm going to flee over here.
我要躲到这里来,
now, but no.
没有,
his heart wasn't, it wasn't a self-centered heart.
那个哈巴谷先知没有一个,
he had a heart for the people of God.
他的心是向着神的百姓,
he was standing there with them.
他与神的百姓站在一起,
waiting for God's reply.
他等候神的回答,
so how he could be available to be used of God.
他是一直预备好要被神所使用的,
and it's extreme, this, it is so hard to be in a place of peace and rest when you are perplexed.
当你在一个困惑里面的话, 是很难来到一个安静安息的地方的,
he, but he, as we said, he's watching with that proper attitude.
但是呢, 他在那里守望有一个很对的态度,
but he, we see from his question and everything, he's perplexed. He's still not fully understanding what's going on.
从他问的问题里面, 我们知道说他里面还是困惑的, 还是不明白的。
I appreciate some have shared how nothing shows our character more than how we respond in times of crisis.
有一些人这么说, 就当我们在危难的时候, 我们怎么样来对付呢, 应对这个危难, 就显出我们的性格。
In times of crisis and perplexity, our true character will come forth.
在那些危难, 在这些困难的时候, 我们的性格就真正起作用了。
And I've heard people say that crisis builds character.
我们知道说,有人说这个患难能够产生这个性格。
No, crisis reveals your character.
那个患难的话呢, 也显出你的性格。
When you have a crisis in your life,
如果你生命中有患难的时候,
that true character comes out.
那真正的性格就显出来。
Now hopefully you learn from that and your character can be strengthened in the Lord.
我当然希望每一个人都能从患难中学到了功课, 使得你的性格更像基督。
Because this is one of the challenges we have in the days we're living in. Because as when things are going well,
但这个时代如果我们生活过得很好,
many can stand strong for the Lord.
许多人可以说我为主站住了,
but when the trial comes,
但是当那个患难来的时候,
when the testings come,
当那个试验来的时候,
where are they?
这些人在哪里呢?
There's a famous brother in church history.
在教会历史上有一个很有名的弟兄,
his name is C.T. Studd.
他的名字是C.T. Studd的弟兄。
C.T. Studd was from England.
那个斯大的弟兄是在英国的,
and in a couple of hundred years ago, he was a millionaire.
在一两百年前他是一个百万富翁,
one of the richest men in England.
他是英格兰是一个最富的人,
today, he would be a billionaire.
按照今天的主菜的话,
he was also a great athlete.
他是一个也很伟大的运动员,
he played cricket.
他打那个cricket.
That's a British sport.
这是一个英国人, 他们一个运动,
but he was a great cricket star. We could say he was the LeBron James of cricket. Or the Tom Brady.
And
he was a great cricket star. But then one day he was saved. And he gave everything up. Gave up his fortune.
他把他财富献出去,
quit playing sports.
他也不玩这运动了,
and served the Lord.
他全心全意服侍主,
and he ends up in Africa. He ends up dying there in Africa. But he burns himself out for the Lord. But he wrote a little booklet. It's a testimony. If you ever get a chance to read it, you should find it. If you ever find it, you should read it. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm dyslexic sometimes, so excuse me.
对,这是他的见证这本书里面。
But we see how, in the title of it, it's called The Chocolate Soldiers. And actually, if you just Google that, you can find it. The Chocolate Soldiers. And he says, this is what many Christians are. When everything is going well, they look like a little toy chocolate soldier. You know, at Easter time, Christmas time, they have these big pieces of chocolate. Easter bunnies, Santa Clauses, all these various things.
在复活节,在这个圣诞节的时候,你会看见说有一些用巧克力做的一些头像,雕像,
if you try to eat it, you can't even break it off. It's so hard.
如果你想要来咬它的时候,它是很硬很硬的。
You try to break this piece of chocolate off and you really have to work at it. It's very sturdy, very hard.
如果要来想吃它,想咬它的时候,你需要很努力的, 因为很硬,
and when everything is going well, it's okay.
当这个环境很好的时候, 没有问题,
but then, if things start to heat up,
但是呢, 如果这个温度开始升高了,
you have this mighty chocolate, piece of chocolate in your car.
如果你这个车里面有一个巧克力,
and you leave it there one July afternoon,
如果你把它放在车里面，在这个比如说七月份的一个下午，你放在车里面。
What do you have when you get back?
当你回来的时候，你看见什么呢？
It's melted away.
你看到巧克力化掉了。
And you have to spend the next few days trying to clean your car up.
然后呢，你可能要花一两天时间来清理你的车子。
He says that's the way many Christians are.
他说这就是现今很多基督徒的光景。
Everything is going so smooth.
当光景好的时候。
They're at every meeting.
当环境好的时候，他们来聚会。
They're singing all the hymns really loud.
他们那个唱诗歌也很大声。
They're saying amen.
他们说这个阿们。
But then all of a sudden the heat of persecution starts to increase.
但如果这个逼迫来到，这个温度升高的时候。
It'll cost them something to come to gather with brothers and sisters.
然后呢，当他们聚在弟兄姊妹中间的时候。
And all of a sudden these ones that were so strong and mighty.
那些本来是好像是很有力的一个大的勇士。
They start fading away.
好像慢慢的就失败，就软弱，就退化，就没有了，就不见了。
Brothers and sisters, we don't need chocolate soldiers.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不需要巧克力做的士兵。
We need those men of God.
我们需要神的百姓。
Brothers and sisters who have that character of Christ formed within us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要基督的性格在我们里面成型。
To be able to stand.
使我们能够在这个患难的时候能够站立。
In the midst of whatever is going on in our lives.
在我们生活中不管遇到什么的情况，我们。
Now Habakkuk went up to that watchtower.
当哈巴谷站在那望楼上的时候。
And we don't know how long he had to wait.
我们不知道说他等了多久,
but there's a probability he had to wait for a good little while.
但是呢，很有可能他要等很长一段时间,
until his soul could quiet down and he could hear the Lord clearly.
直到他的魂能够安静下来，他能听见神的声音。
And then we enter into the second part of this book.
所以我们就来到这个书的第二章。
This is called the assurance of faith.
这里讲到说这个信心里面的确据。
And we see here in Habakkuk 2 verses 2 and 4. This is really the turning point of this book. As we see here, Habakkuk 2, starting in verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision, inscribe it on the tablets, that the one who reads it may run.
他对我说，将这末世明明地写在板上，使读的人容易读。
For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal. It will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay.
因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚幻。虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。
Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by faith.
加勒底人至高至大，心不正直，为义人因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
义人因信得生。
Some say the just shall live by faith.
有一些翻译说是一个义人因信得生。
The Lord is telling him, write this down, Habakkuk.
因为主告诉哈巴谷说，把这些写下来。
It's for yourself, yes.
对，为了你自己。
But it's for others also.
也为了其他人。
Not only just for today, but forever.
不光只是为现今那个时代，也是为将来的时代。
And he assures Habakkuk that this will occur.
他来跟哈巴谷说，这一定要发生。
It's for an appointed time.
有定的日期。
It will not fail. He just needs to be patient.
不会失败，你只需要等候，需要耐心。
Actually, this verse is used in Hebrews, which speak about being patient, waiting for the coming of the Lord.
其实这个经文也被希伯来书引用。
In Hebrews, for reference, that's Hebrews 10:37.
是在希伯来书10:39节。
He says, and the Lord in this verse says, though it tarries, it will not fail.
我们却不是退后路程的那等人。
Wait for it.
我们要等候他。
It's not, it might happen.
不是说它可能发生。
It will happen.
而是它一定会发生。
There's a certainty here.
这里有一个确定性。
And this vision not only applies to both the Judeans and the Chaldeans of that time,
这个里面 不光只是应用在这个那时候的这个加利底的时代,
but it applies to us today.
也应用在我们现今这个时代。
The Lord's are coming at His appointed time.
神要按照他的日期来到这个来。
This is the classic verse with the whole book pivots on.
这实际上是一个非常经典的一句话。
As you see again in verse 4.
我们看一下第四节这里。
It says, His soul is lifted up, but it's not upright in Him, but the just shall live by faith.
我们这里上面说, 为义人因信得生。
This phrase, the just shall live by faith, is quoted 3 times in the New Testament.
在新约里面提到了3回。
And we see how the just will live by faith.
我们看说义人必因信得生。
It's quoted in Romans,
罗马书提到,
in Romans, you see how the justified believer,
我们知道这罗马里面提到就是因信称义,
the just one living by faith.
我们因信称义,
in Galatians, it's used in Galatians.
这个经文也在加拉太书里面提到,
and in Galatians, we see the living believer.
我们看见说那些活的一个信徒,
the just will live by faith.
那里是因信而活,
and then it's quoted in Hebrews.
这也在希伯来书里面提到,
the believer living by faith.
这也是因信得生,
we see this it's a key throughout all time.
我们再看说这是一个关键的一个,
the key to living in times of declension, the times of despair.
在这个混乱、软弱、黑暗的时代，这是一个活着的关键。
The just shall live by faith.
就义人因信得生。
What needs reviving among the people of God?
在神的百姓中需要一个复兴。
What needs to be reviving among those at Habakkuk's time?
也需要在哈巴谷时代百姓需要这样的复兴。
What needs to be reviving today?
现今的时代我们需要这样的一个信心。
Is this faith?
需要这样的信心。
Faith in Him.
在他里面的信心。
It's interesting as you note here.
但弟兄姊妹们很有意思的是,
God does not answer Habakkuk's question. Because his questions weren't the main issue. The real issue was faith in the people of God. That was the more serious thing. And it's really the foundation for our Christian life. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because only faith can see above the situations of life. Only faith can look off unto God, knowing Him on the throne. Faith in Him can strengthen us in times of declension and persecution. Because faith says no to the visible and yes to the unseen. Faith goes this process of adjusting our vision. Getting it off of ourselves and off of our circumstances and onto Him.
Oh,
getting our eyes fixed on the all-victorious one. The all-sufficient one. The all-encompassing one. When we look at that victorious one, we no longer are walking by sight, but by faith in Him. We see the fullness of all we have in His victory. And then we see in Him we have the assurance of that victory. We have the assurance of our acceptance and security in Him. The assurance of that acceptance and security that I will never leave you or forsake you. As He says in Isaiah, you walk through the fire, it won't scorch you. You go through the waters, they won't overflow you. Because I am with you. There's a security we have there. In that victory, we see the gates of hell will not prevail against us. In that victory, as we see the victorious one, we see His purpose is completed. That the work I have begun, I will complete. This revolutionized Habakkuk's life. And how it wants, if we can have our vision adjusted to get our eyes upon Him, it revolutionizes our life. There's a devotional book called His Victorious Indwelling. And I love how this is the title of that book, His Victorious Indwelling. Because sadly, many of us, we don't allow that victorious life to come forth.
We're living a defeated life.
But there's a life within us that's shouting, desiring, crying to burst forth. And allow us to come into the victory we have in Him. This was the key, this was the word to Habakkuk in that hour of despair. It's the word to us in this hour. The just shall live by faith in Him. entering into the victorious life that we have in Him. That key within the book of Habakkuk is the reviving of faith in Him. What needed reviving wasn't outward things.
神所要做复兴的工作不是外面的事情。
What needed reviving was their inner faith in Him.
需要复兴的乃是我们里面,
Him who has loved us and died for us.
我们为着信心而活。
That we no longer live for ourselves but for Him.
我们不再为自己活，我们为他活。
This was the message the Lord gave Habakkuk.
这就是主借着哈巴谷所传的信息。
This turned the whole perspective of Habakkuk's life. This brought Habakkuk from a place of despair to a place of worship that we'll see tomorrow. Are we in despair? Are our souls cast down? May the Lord revive our faith in Him. Open the eyes of our heart to see Him in a fresh way. In a way that we've never seen Him before. And when we see Him in this perspective, the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Each one of us has a victorious life living in us. May we allow that life to come forth. And be the testimony of God that He's calling us to be. Because His testimony is a testimony of victory. And He doesn't want us, so sadly within much of Christianity, there's a testimony of defeat and cast down. But would we be those that have that testimony of the victory of Christ? Seeing the reality of the throne of God. Not some far away thing. But that victorious life living within us. Sometimes when we think of Christ and all of His victory, we see it as something way over there. We think about Him on the throne. And praise God, He's on the throne. But He's also within our life. And we have that victory. We have the all-sufficient one for whatever situation we find ourselves in. Whatever we might be faced with. We have that all-sufficient one. And we want to be those that are proving the reality of who He is in the midst of a dark and fallen world. May the Lord help us. Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful for the victory You brought us into. And Lord, we just don't want that victory to be a mental understanding of an event. But we want that victory to be a life lived out within us. So take our hearts now. Search our hearts. Find if there's any evil way within us. And allow us to be those that are entering in to the full victory that we have in You. That we dare not be defeated. Because of the victory of You. Thy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.